You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So, Stats, we know of a few teams in the NFL that are for sure going to need head coaches in 2021. The Atlanta Falcons, the Houston Texans, and the Detroit Lions all legitimately have coaching vacancies. We have some guesses on teams that we think are going to have head coaching vacancies. The New York Jets certainly come to mind. The Los Angeles Chargers. I would put the Jets and the Jaguars in the next tier. Like, they're, you know, they're almost official. You know, they're the couples that, like, you see holding hands in eighth grade, and it's like, are y'all going out? It's like, no, we're just friends. Like, nah, we see what's going on. Y'all are going out. I think the Chargers are a step below, you know, like somebody saying, like, I saw a text message, you know, like from them to them, like, whatever. So there's a great, I think that, again, the Chargers might graduate to that level soon enough, maybe with a loss this week against the Patriots, but that loss last week against Buffalo was really bad. But I think the Chargers and the Bears are on the tier below that. Maybe Matt Nagy can kind of convince, Bears ownership to keep him around. But so we've got Atlanta, Houston, Detroit, New York, Jacksonville. And for the purposes of this conversation, we'll throw Chicago and LA in the mix. I would love to see Doug Peterson get his hands on Justin Herbert. Put Doug Peterson in Los Angeles. He's already got the silver fox look to him. You could see him on like a local news telecast late at night. It would be a lot of fun. The Doug Peterson show. I mean, Sean McVay, the youth movement. Nah, get Doug Peterson courtside seats for LeBron and the Lakers. Let him work with Justin Herbert, with Austin Eckler, with Keenan Allen, with Joey Bosa. It'd be a lot of fun. And it would bring me great joy as a Cowboys fan.
Okay, so you be Doug Peterson and I'll be Chargers ownership.
Okay.
Here's my first question to you. So you think I should hire you because you're going to be really good with Justin Herbert, right?
Right.
Why can't you be that good with Carson Wentz?
Justin Herbert is a million times better than Carson Wentz, first of all. Second of all, my greatest success really came independent of my quarterback. Have you seen my Super Bowl? Hello, I won it with Nick Foles. I'm late to my Chicago Bears interview because I'm sitting here talking to you. The Bears thought that they could do what I did with Nick Foles, and they couldn't because only I could do it because I'm Doug Peterson. And so you're giving me, you know, Michelangelo could have made a great sculpture if you gave him a pile of cardboard. Sure. But people gave him this beautiful slab of marble. That's what you're giving me. I made a statue out of cardboard. It's outside the Link in Philadelphia. He's saying Philly, Philly to me, and then we went and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Now I'm going to put a statue outside of SoFi Stadium. I know this place is like a campus. We'll do several statues if we have to. But me, Justin Herbert, the whole gang, let's dance.
But you just told me that Nick Foles is a pile of cardboard. Isn't Carson Wentz better than that? So again, why can't you do with Carson Wentz what you did with Nick Foles?
Carson Wentz is so bad that my general manager wanted to draft Jalen Hurts. All right. I've been dealing. It's cold. All right. In Philly, I want to come live in the sun. All right. You know, I want to be out here. Hollywood. I bought six pairs of sunglasses for the trip out here. Don't let those go to waste.
Well, I got news for you, Doug. We're not bringing in Nick Foles here. So maybe you need to get the Chicago job because we're not high. You have not convinced me, sir. Good day.
Fine. Let's say that Doug Peterson is not the Eagles head coach. in 2021. I think it would be awesome to see him coach the Chargers. I don't think that fits for the Jets. I think the Jets need like a youth movement. Like the Jets need a whole new thing. Everything needs to be new. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a new office building. You need new desks and new, you know, new coffee makers and everything. Like you just need new there. So where should Doug Peterson go if not for the Chargers?
I think he should go to the Jets because I think the complete opposite about the Jets job. The Jets always go with the new head coach, right? We got to get the new guy, the hot coordinator. Adam Gase is going to be great. He's a freaking genius. Peyton Manning.
They could have had Mike McCarthy. They could have had Mike McCarthy. They said no.
I think the fan base in New York wants an established guy, and Doug Peterson would be perfect. Doug Peterson could come in with a ring and say, look, see this? This is going to blind you. You don't have one of these in New York since 1969, okay? I know how to get it. We're going to have Trevor Lawrence, and we're going to kick everybody's ass in this division for the next 10 years. That's what I would say if I was Doug Peterson with the Jets.
You sold me a little bit. I just really like the Chargers, and I really want them to be good. And it's a crime that Justin Herbert is being wasted. Plus, we've heard all about, you know, Oregon quarterbacks being connected to Philadelphia Eagles head coaches. How ironic would it be if an Oregon quarterback, Doug Peterson, ended up in L.A.? By the way, Chip Kelly's in L.A. himself, albeit on the collegiate level. It'd be a nice sort of ending to that whole saga in a weird way.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.